Francis Mooney, sports writer and journalist from the County of Tyrone, joins us online. Francis, a very good evening.
Evening, Oisin.
Well, I suppose, Francis, no big surprise by the decision taken by the Tyrone GA Management Committee today, because we heard from Brian Duhur earlier in the week and various other Tyrone officials that 6 days wouldn't be long enough. So the decision has been made this morning, was made earlier this afternoon, and it's not really coming as a big shock, is it, Francis?
No, it's not a shock. I mean, the issue has been right at the forefront of Tyrone GAA throughout the week. In fact, of national GAA, there's COVID outbreak in the Tyrone camp, and they felt that the 1 week or the 6 day postponement just wasn't enough to enable the players to return to fitness and to actually protect their own health and well-being.
And COVID has obviously ravished the squad. Last weekend, there was mass testing amongst the panel, Francis, and I'm sure everybody was surprised by the results which came back on Sunday evening and Monday morning. There's only about 50%, less than 50% even of the panel that are able to train, with the other set, the other players isolating, some of them being very, very sick. It's a worrying time for the group, and maybe we're going to flip it back to Croke Park. Francis, why do you think Croke Park did not want to give them the extra week that they requested in the first place? Because going by what's happened now today, that probably would have been the more sensible decision to make last week.
Yeah, I suppose that Croke Park probably looking at the wider picture, that the club season is a very important issue as well, and they've had to push the All-Ireland final back by a week, and therefore push the club season back another week as well. But the ball really is in the GAA court now. I suppose that new questions being asked about their attitude to player welfare, and then on another level, the integrity of the All-Ireland series is at stake here as well. So I don't think the GAA would want to see a semi-final called off. So they have issued a statement in the last short time, and it's interesting that they haven't actually left the matter closed, which it would have been had they stuck with their original decision to postpone for 1 week. So they say they're going to discuss the correspondence they've received from Tyrone before any response is issued. So I think we're going to hear more from the GAA sooner rather than later.
Yep. Would you be confident, Francis, that this game will be played at some stage in the coming weeks?
I would like to think it will be, and I think everybody who's involved in the GAA would want that as well. And I do believe Croke Park are seriously going to have to reconsider this as well. And they may also get pressure from another source. It may come from Kerry as well, because I'm sure Kerry won't be happy at getting a bye to the All-Ireland final. They'll feel they'll want a proper competitive game to prepare them for such a big game. No doubt Dublin or Mayo will come through this evening's game with a very worthwhile competitive game preparing them for the final.
Yeah, okay. Listen, Francis, many thanks for joining us this evening.